Today on Gardening in a Minute, Amaryllis leaf scourge. Amaryllis is a great bulb to add to the Florida garden, but occasionally it's attacked by diseases. Leaf scorch usually occurs on shaded plants that are frequently irrigated. Red spots appear on the flower stalks and leaves. Infected leaves and flower stems are deformed or bent at the point of attack. The spores of the leaf scorch fungus are carried on the bulbs. Consequently, the leaves and the flower stalks which push up from the infected bulbs may become diseased. When purchasing or dividing amaryllis, avoid bulbs with dark reddish-brown spots or large rotted areas. Leaf scorch is difficult to control. Diseased bulbs, plants, or seedlings should be destroyed. Prevent disease by using pasteurized potting soil and providing plants with the right growing conditions. For more information about amaryllis leaf scorch and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, camphor trees. Camphor trees are an invasive species in north and central Florida. They have a fast growth rate and the ability to produce large amounts of seed. The seed is readily eaten and spread by birds. This large, round-canopied evergreen tree has broad, unusually strong branches. It can reach 70 feet in height. A quick method for identifying camphor is by crushing the leaves or peeling a twig or piece of bark. This releases oils and the scent of camphor. Don't confuse it with the native red bay, which also smells similar. Mowing can be an effective means of killing seedling trees. Herbicides are an effective control method for trees and stumps. If you live in north and central Florida, take notice of this tree and remove it from your landscape. For more information about camphor trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, indoor plant lights. Indoor plants don't always get as much light as they'd like, and plant lights can be an easy way to help them out. Incandescent and fluorescent bulbs alone aren't a great source of light for plants. Plants need light in both red and blue wavelengths to grow properly, and there are different options to provide this combination. Using incandescent and fluorescent lights together is one choice, or you can purchase special grow lights that provide the necessary wavelengths. To mimic the sun, light your plants during the day rather than at night. Keep them an appropriate distance from whatever kind of light you're choosing. And remember to keep your lights clean. A layer of dust can really reduce their effectiveness. Why not give your plants a boost with supplemental lighting? For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, native trees. When choosing a tree for your landscape, consider a native tree. There are plenty of options for any type of landscape. If you're looking for small trees, consider the redbud. In central and north Florida, it puts on an amazing show each spring with a beautiful display of pink flowers. The medium to large red maple ushers in spring with red flowers and winged seeds. As far as large trees go, the bald cypress will do well near water or on drier land throughout the state. The live oak is a majestic native that can also be planted statewide. Even if a tree is native, make sure you know its soil, light, and other requirements to ensure its success in your landscape. Remember, all trees will need regular watering following planting. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Dracaena marginata. Dracaena marginata is commonly called red-edged Dracaena or Madagascar dragon tree and can grow to 15 feet in height. It's supported by long, slender trunks or canes. Dracaena is one of the best indoor trees for low-light areas. In good light, it can grow up to 18 inches a year for its first few years. Its foliage consists of narrow, pointed green leaves with red to purple stripes along the outer edge. There's also a form with white leaves edged in pink. Although most Dracaenas have few problems with pests, occasionally mealybugs and scale can attack the plant. Water thoroughly, then allow it to dry out before watering again. Try a Dracaena in your house today and let it liven up a corner. For more information about Dracaena and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.